best thing we can do is face up to the changes in our lives with courage and faith that God is involved in those changes.
Well, sometimes change is God's way of taking us on a different path, one we may not choose for ourselves.
Hey, Odyssey fans, I'm Bob, senior editor with Plugged In.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
Today, we're excited to have a podcast devoted to everyone's favorite inventor and ice cream emporium keeper.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whitaker, but most folks around here call me Wit.
Mr. Whitaker is the heart and soul of Adventures in Odyssey. To many of us, he's like a grandfather or trusted mentor.
Of course, he's the sort of grandfather who fought pirates, earned a Purple Heart in the Navy, served as a secret agent, and can make a mean raspberry ripple sundae to boot.
Wit was first brought to life by voice actor Hal Smith.
Hal had a long career as a performer, from TV to radio, stage to screen. He might be best known for his role as Otis Campbell in The Andy Griffith Show.
John Avery Whitaker first appeared before Adventures in Odyssey was launched. He appeared in Family Portraits, the forerunner to the program. Hal remembers that time in this vintage interview clip from 1991.
Well, originally, this was called, Portraits and Something, and they called me for that, and I did a couple of those, and finally one day they called and said, we're planning on doing a series, and we'd like to maybe have you do the lead in this thing. So I said, well, that sounds good to me. And that was about almost 4 years ago, I guess. We've been on all that time.
So Hal debuted on the show, working side by side with friends he'd known for years. Here's what he had to say about working with Katie Lee.
Well, there's nobody any better. Got loads of personality. She's very, very wonderful to everybody and loads of talent. Katie and I had known each other before we did this, Adventures in Odyssey. And I knew she was very talented. Well, Ryan introduced us. Mm-hmm. And then we did Dumbo's Circus. We did 120 of those for Disney.
So we knew each other pretty well before we did Adventures in Odyssey.
Sure,
yeah.
Many of the voice actors who worked on Dumbo's Circus later joined the cast of Adventures in Odyssey. Let's hear a few of those friends' thoughts on Hal. First up is Walker Edmiston, voice of Tom Riley, followed by Connie Kendall herself, Katie Lee.
Hal and I, when we used to record way over the other side of Pasadena, we would arrange to get there at least an hour sooner, and we'd go up to McDonald's and have breakfast together. Not talking about the show, but talking about the things we'd done through the years, and what are you doing at Disney now? And, well, what are you doing, Walk? And so on. So there was an automatic built-in bond, because we'd worked together probably for 20 years before we started this.
We had known each other for a couple years, working almost every week together, and then we did this and we were every week together. So you do develop a friendship and a relationship, and you know so much about them, you look forward to coming to work.
The actors were close friends on and off the show. That made it even harder for everyone when Hal passed away in 1994.
The idea of actually addressing Wit not being there was really, it was real honest to goodness feelings that we had about his, not being around anymore.
If Mr. Whitaker doesn't come back, who will take his place?
No one will take his place. Wit will always be Wit. He's just in a different place, that's all.
But I need Mr. Whitaker right here.
I know, Scrub. So do I.
We always had each other to look at, and when he actually did pass away, it was so hard for me to work on the show because out of respect for Hal, you wouldn't put anybody on that mic. And I was always looking at this empty space.
But losing Hal didn't mean losing Wit. The character was sent off to the Middle East for a few years, while the Odyssey crew searched for the perfect actor to continue the Wit legacy that Hal Smith began.
After a two-year search, voice actor Paul Herlinger was discovered in Seattle, Washington.
It was daunting, in a sense, because here I was trying to take the place of a very well-known Hollywood actor who'd been doing this part for quite a few years. So it was a little bit daunting, but actually once I heard his voice and what he was doing, I felt more comfortable because I thought, well, he's not so different from the kind of thing that I like to do, which is simply a nice, fuzzy, warm character that that I would have no trouble with. I felt very comfortable, and I was grateful to the people who I worked with, actors, production staff, all of you, who helped me along, who made me feel comfortable, made me feel like I was one of the gang. The family feeling among the actors, all of us actors, was certainly what helped me through the transition from being an outsider to being an insider. So that's what made it such a pleasure to work with you.
Paul's an incredible actor with an amazing voice, but at first, being Wit took more than one try to get it just right. Let's listen in on his first recording session.
Hi, Jason, it's me. Hi, Jason, it's me. Hi, Jason, it's me.
This is the first that we're going to hear Wit
yeah.
in an awful long time.
Yeah.
So I don't want to overestimate the reaction to hearing the voice again,
yeah.
especially since it'll be glitched up.
Hi, Jason. It's me.
We got it. Yeah. If I was saying, that's nice.
Hmm. Okay. Okay.
Okay, let's jump to day four.
The return of Wit was a special time for the crew behind the scenes and a special time for the characters, especially Connie.
What? Oh, Wit!
Oh, Connie. Connie.
Oh.
Where have you been, little girl?
Oh. You know me. Always late.
Oh,
I'm here now.
Yes, yes. And I'm finally home.
Wit!
Wonderful to see you.
Paul has now played Wit for 14 years, and this season will bring a change for our listeners. Let's go back to Paul Herlinger as he talks with executive producer Dave Arnold.
This hiatus that we've been working through now the last year and a half was our opportunity then to look toward the long-term future of the show and say, what adjustments do we need to make to make sure that the show is healthy and vibrant moving into the future? A lot of the people that we've worked with have moved into the 80s and even a couple into the 90s.
Wow.
And and realizing, and you're not one of those, but realizing,
not yet.
Yeah, but realizing that you know, I mean, life is fleeting for all of us, and anything could happen to any one of us at any moment. But thinking about planning for the future, and then going to you, and of course, you were such a gentleman to recognize that this was a good opportunity for all of us.
What happened at a good time. I was beginning to have some small health problems that could have been larger ones. And I certainly felt as though, with the years climbing up on me, I didn't want to endanger myself and be away from home a thousand miles away if something were to happen, as it did once there in Los Angeles. So that was kind of an alert sign, a warning sign. So I was concerned, and I was concerned about Ilona being all alone here if something happened to me away from home. And also, quite frankly, the travel became a bit of a hassle. Train travel was great. It was a wonderful experience. But it was a long couple of days and a night, and quite often the train arrived at all sorts of strange hours in the middle of the night. So with the coming years and my own age, that became a bit of a problem. And I was also concerned, for the sake of the good crew at Odyssey, that I didn't want some sudden interruption in the continuum of the shows. You know, Hal Smith died suddenly, and that was a great loss. And it took a couple of years to find someone else. And I think it just it feels like it just had to be. It felt like we were sort of, that Odyssey was transitioning into a new age for it, and I certainly didn't want to be part of a sudden interruption to that new direction. And so it all around, I thought it worked out pretty well.
Well, I think I speak for everybody. I know I speak for everybody on staff, and I'm virtually positive I speak for everybody in the audience that thanks you for all of the wonderful contributions you've made to this series through the years.
Well, thank you, and it's been, I think it's been one of the highlights of my own life. I realize that I'm going to be heard. I am, and of course Hal is, and the new Wit is going to be heard for years and years to come. And I think what's most important about the legacy of Odyssey is the value of the stories. The value of the stories being good, family-oriented stories that had strong moral issues, stories that would have subject matter in them that applies to families now. They applied yesterday, and they'll apply tomorrow. And if that goes on for the next 10, 20, 30, 100 years, that'd be great. Odyssey and Focus will always be a good part of my past life.
Well, the same for us.
Well, I look forward to hearing the new Whit.
A new voice for Mr. Whitaker? Paul's not the only one who wants to hear him. So, Bob, when do we get to hear what the new actor sounds like?
On September 19th, Andre Stoica will step into the role of Whit. He'll be narrating an audio version of Darien's Rise, a story from the Passages series. But, Jesse, we have a special treat for our podcast fans, a sneak peek of Passages. Here, Jack Allen, played by Alan Young, interacts with Andre, the newest member of the Odyssey family.
Ooh, it's a mess out there.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
What in the world are you doing out on a day like this?
Well, I wanted to see you.
Huh?
Yeah, pardon me. Would you like something hot to drink? Ooh, coffee, please.
Uh-huh.
It's awfully quiet in here. Not a lot of demand for ice cream, I guess.
I think the cold rain has scared everyone away. It's supposed to snow tonight.
Here.
What's that?
Well, it's a manuscript I thought you'd be interested in. I found it in an old trunk I bought from an estate sale.
Here's your coffee.
Thanks, Whit. Did you know the McCutcheons?
Maud McCutcheon? Mm-hmm. Sure, she taught English in middle school for almost 50 years. She's a wonderful woman. I'm sorry to hear that she passed away.
Yeah. Mm. Well, her family decided to sell the house and almost everything in it.
Mm.
I went out yesterday to the auction. I bought some of the furniture, a few lamps, end tables, tapestries, and an old trunk they found in her attic.
Mm. And this manuscript was in it?
Mm-hmm. Buried under some old clothes, a few books, and other odds and ends.
Huh. Looks like an old school notebook.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice handwriting. Is it Maud McCutcheon's?
I'm not sure. Hers or a student's.
Class assignment, huh? Must be from quite a while ago. Look at the style. Very old-fashioned.
Mm. Turn to the title page.
Let's see. The Chronicle of the Chosen. It's an interesting name. October 3rd, 1958. Did something significant happen on that date?
It depends on what you mean by significant. Just wait till you read it.
You're being cryptic, Jack.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm intrigued. I'll read it tonight.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the episode and more of Andre.
Well, it's only another month until the season premiere, but to hold you over until then, let's hear a little more from Andre right now. Here he discusses playing a role created by his friend Hal Smith.
Hal was it? Great guy. When he passed, a number of things that he did came my way. I guess we're similar in type, so I was happy to step in. I don't like getting parts that way, but I was able to get the owl on Winnie the Pooh and a number of different things that he did came my way. You may know of a fellow named Bob Luttrell. I'm remembering back years ago, Bob Luttrell had called me about a new show he was doing, which it turns out is Odyssey, and he wanted me to be in the cast, all those years ago, but I couldn't do it. I had a new son, and I wanted to spend, they were recording it on weekends, and I wanted to spend more time with my family, so I decided to pass on that. So it's really amazing. All these years later, I'm on the show.
I've always wondered how they find actors for Adventures in Odyssey.
It was no small task when they were looking for a new Mr. Whitaker. The Odyssey team listened to dozens of actors trying out for the role. Then the team carefully chose a few to audition for them by asking them to act with Katie Lee. You know, to see if it felt like a good match. After all, Katie worked with both Hal and Paul, so she knew what made Mr. Whitaker, well, Whit.
Knowing that you'd never heard Adventures in Odyssey, it was quite clear that you had the personality of the character. You weren't trying to imitate anybody. No. You were just being it. And so it was really clear to my spirit that you didn't have to look any farther. It just felt so natural and so much like the person that, you know, Connie would be talking to, Mr. Whitaker. It is part of who you are. You pick up on that. Nobody can fake being Mr. Whitaker. And so I went nuts trying to convince them that you ought to be the person to play Mr. Whitaker, because I said, well, you know, when people hear these broadcasts, they're going to hear so much of Hal's voice, and yet a lot of the personality that Paul brought to playing Mr. Whitaker. And I thought, they're going to hear these shows from now on, and they're going to wonder, is that Hal or is that Paul? And because you just bring, you're going to bring all the shows together. You're like the missing link in the Mr. Whitaker chain, and I'm so, so happy.
So Katie gave the thumbs up for Andre. And now that he's recorded episodes for this upcoming season, what does he think of her?
It was a great experience. You know, Katie is so good and so full of talk about personality. You have bring so much personality to what you do. In fact, yeah, all of the performers on the show are really terrific. I mean, you have probably the best actors in town doing this show.
We're pleased to add Andre to that talented family. Again, Andre's official debut as Wit will be September 19th in the 9-part story, Darien's Rise.
And be sure to keep listening. As Wit himself would say, anything can happen.
And that's it for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Visit us online at witsend.org/podcast.
Or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. And remember, with God in your life, every day's an adventure.
If I could just end this with something on a slightly lighter note, somewhere in the future, perhaps Wit's twin brother could show up. And that might bring me back into the studio to act opposite the new Wit and see what happens. Why don't you think about that as a storyline? And on that good note, I'll say so long.